With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Little change in this week's U.S. Drought Monitor report for Iowa. There was a small drop in the abnormally dry category by almost 1%, while there was a slight increase in the moderate drought category. The report used data collected through Tuesday morning. Drought conditions cover a large part of the Midwest with an estimated population in drought areas of 2,817,724 in Iowa. The fall harvest is nearing completion in Iowa. However, some soybean and corn fields experienced harvest losses. ISU Extension Outreach field agronomist Angie Rekins tells Radio On The Go News that in some soybean fields, the pods were shattering before a combine would enter a field, or their pods were shattering at the cutter bar of the combine.
A lot of fields that are green with bean seed that fell on the ground and has germinated, and some corn fields too. And not a lot we can do when that crop dries down too fast, at least the soybeans, that we can mitigate that pod shatter, except try and get at them a little bit sooner. But they kind of went from wet to dry, like literally overnight. Most people will tell you we went from green stem, which was hard to combine, but dry pods and beans, and that made for some harvest losses.
Rekin says area producers are making bales out of corn and soybean stover, but there will be a loss of important materials in the process.
Give some thought to how many nutrients, in particular I'm talking about phosphorus and potassium, were removed. How do we replace those nutrients with fertilizer or manure sources so we can optimize our soil test levels for next year to optimize our crop production? We sometimes forget we do remove a lot of potassium in corn stalk bales, but we remove a lot more potassium if we're baling up soybean stubble.
Rekin says corn yields in her territory have been averaging 210 to 220 bushels an acre. Soybeans have been averaging about 62 bushels an acre. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau in Iowa recognizes October as Pedestrian Safety Month. Franklin County Sheriff's Department is partnering with other local law enforcement on Monday to participate in a multi-jurisdiction project. On this day, law enforcement will be patrolling the streets in Franklin County communities to help remind drivers of the importance of the traffic laws in keeping pedestrians safe. The project will focus on three main issues: impaired driving, speeding, and occupant protection. This project is a reminder for drivers to slow down, keep their eyes on the road, and make sure they are obeying the posted speed limits. Also, the Marshalltown City Council has approved the purchase of cameras that will scan license plates. Police Chief Mike Tupper says the cameras will help his department, as will alert them to a stolen car or wanted person. Chief Tupper says officers will be able to react if the cameras identify a stolen car or someone with a warrant after getting a notification from the system. The money used to pay for the cameras is coming from the revenue received from the speed cameras that were put up earlier this year. The head of the Iowa Office of Drug Control Policy, Susie Schur, is encouraging everyone to take part in the National Prescription Drug Take Back Day this Saturday.
It's safe, it's free, it's anonymous, and it serves as a reminder to people to clean out their medicine cabinet and get rid of any unused medication that they might have.
She says it also ensures the medications are properly removed.
We know that sometimes those medications can fall into the hands of people that might accidentally or intentionally misuse them. And so this is a great way for everyone to contribute to preventing that from happening.
There are national take back days every year in the spring and fall. She says the results here show the events are successful.
In April alone, over 3,800 pounds of old medication was turned in just here in Iowa. And so far in all of the take back days, there's been over 98 tons of unused medication turned in just in Iowa.
There is a website where you can find a place to take your unneeded prescription drugs.
You can go to deatakeback.com, and there you can put in your zip code. You can look for a location near you and find a place where you can take your medications back on Saturday.
There are also some 400 permanent drop-off areas across the state. The National Take Back Day is Saturday and runs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds recently announced new grant awards for Iowa's community colleges that will help expand the use of modernized infrastructure needed for programs that help individuals obtain a commercial driver's license, or CDL. The new grants come as part of the state's collective effort over the past 2 years to expand training opportunities and widen pathways to Iowa's high-demand jobs. The Iowa CDL Infrastructure Grant Program is awarding over $4.8 million to 10 of Iowa's community colleges, which will support new equipment and the creation and remodeling of driver training facilities. With these new investments, these programs will be able to support an estimated total increase of 1,305 program participants in their annual class size. Hawkeye Community College will receive $1 million. Hawkeye's coverage area includes parts of Butler, Floyd, and Grundy counties. The Iowa Valley Community College District will receive $68,840. IVCCD's coverage area includes parts of Franklin, Hardin, and Grundy counties. Franklin County Auditor Katie Flint tells Radio On The Go News that in-person absentee voting for the November 7th city school election is available now through November 6th at the County Auditor's Office. Local residents can stop by the courthouse in Hampton anytime between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday to cast their ballots. You're reminded to bring your form of identification. For more information, call 456-5622. Again, that's 456-5622. Today, the Hampton City Council will hear from Franklin County Board of Supervisors Chairman Chris Van Ness. Van Ness will represent the board in regards to funding for the Hampton Public Library. In other business, the Hampton City Council will consider pay request number 2 from Heartland Asphalt Incorporated for the 2324 Street Rehabilitation Program, and will set the date and time for a hearing regarding the updated comprehensive plan. The Hampton City Council meets today at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Today, the Hampton-Dumont School Improvement Advisory Committee will meet, and after reviewing data, the committee will develop annual goals for reading, math, science, and will consider goals in other areas as well. The SIAC will discuss the district needs assessment and will discuss district facilities. The Hampton-Dumont School Improvement Advisory Committee meets today at noon at the middle school boardroom in Hampton. Iowa could be in store for a warmer than normal winter, according to the long-range forecast from the Climate Prediction Center. State climatologist Justin Glisson says the report calls for a warming trend in the upper Midwest, which for forecasting purposes runs for the winter from December 1st through February 29th. Moderate to strong El Nino waters are typically warmer, Glisson says, and such conditions often bring less snow, but that doesn't necessarily mean less precipitation. The Climate Prediction Center's precipitation outlook for the Midwest shows equal chances of above and below normal precip, so it's still anyone's guess. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Brian Stevens with the North Central Iowa Model Railroad Club, who will talk about their 11th annual buy, sell, and trade show that's going to be Sunday at the Franklin County Convention Center in Hampton. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs today during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. Rainfall totals from around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall totals by going online to RadioOnTheGo.com and looking under the Weather tab. Allison picked up a quarter inch of rain, Ardale 2/10, Charles City 4/100, Iowa Falls 9/100 of an inch, Kesley 11/100, Marshalltown 82/100 of an inch, Waterloo 56/100, and in Hampton at our studios, 12/100 of an inch rain falling in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 64, and the low of 56. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.